This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines, and we begin with the critical issue of immigration. As we reported on the program Tuesday, the state of Arizona has passed legislation designed to crack down on illegals currently living in that state. Governor Jan Brewer has yet to sign the bill or veto it or do nothing and let it become law in just a few days. The biggest point of contention on this bill is the fact that the legislation would give law enforcement officials the authority to stop with simple probable cause folks they believe are not in the country legally and demand proof that those folks are here legally. As you can imagine, those favoring a more lenient approach to immigration reform are outraged at this, including Illinois Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez, the leader on this issue for the Democrats in the House of Representatives.
This will clearly be they will clearly be violating the civil rights of many in Arizona. We know who they're going to ask for papers from. It's going to divide the community from the police. The police should have a good relationship with the community that is there to serve and protect and not act as immigration agents.
Congressman Gutierrez also says the state of Arizona is overstepping its bounds. Immigration enforcement is the Fed's job.
We should not allow them, this federal government should not allow them to assert immigration law. It is the responsibility of the federal government to regulate the immigration policies of this country.
Not true. According to California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, one of the leading proponents of tough border security and a crackdown on illegals already in this country. Rohrabacher says opposition to this type of legislation only has one reason behind it.
The reason why these people are screaming and yelling about it is not because it's harsh, not because it's racial profiling, but because they want a massive flow of illegals into our country. That's their goal. It's clear there is no enforcement mechanism that is too benign or benign enough for them to accept it, because that is not their goal.
Rohrabacher says too many politicians have not stepped up to defend America from the threat posed by illegal immigration, and he says that includes the home state senator where this fight is taking place, Arizona's John McCain. McCain, of course, has now joined Senator John Kyle in calling for not only this legislation, but also National Guard troops on the border. Rohrabacher says, don't buy a word of it.
I think you can't believe a word that Senator McCain says on this. Everyone should be clear that he's just posturing. If he wasn't up for election, he wouldn't be Senate anyway. He's probably talking about profiling along with the rest of the leftists who want to keep our southern border open for illegal immigrants.
Rohrabacher also has a challenge for America's voters. For those who won't step up to secure our nation and secure our borders, get rid of them.
Now, what we've got to do is make sure that we call to task those Republicans, Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, and the rest of these people need to be called to task and held accountable for being not just wrong, but being aggressively wrong on the issue that's of the most importance to the security of our country and the well-being of our people.
Now we're getting word late in the day that Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, has promised House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that if the House passes immigration reform legislation, the Democratic version, it will get a vote on the Senate floor later this year. And President Obama has apparently also said that he wants to make this a front burner issue in the coming months. Also expected on the Senate floor, perhaps as soon as today now, but certainly later in the week, financial reform legislation. Just yesterday, of course, we've reported that it was expected to be pushed back until next week because as of yesterday, all 41 Senate Republicans seemed to be against the bill, meaning the Senate Democrats couldn't move it forward because they couldn't break a Republican filibuster. Now, apparently, some compromise is in the works, and apparently the legislation is close to being passed. On MSNBC today, a debate between one Republican and one Democrat House member on this issue, with New Jersey Republican Scott Garrett explaining why he doesn't think certain provisions in this bill will help consumers at all when it comes to corruption on Wall Street.
They do not want any more bailouts, and they're concerned about the financial crisis we're in. And that's why I think they have a right to be concerned with regard to the bill that's in the Senate right now, because that basically puts in statute, puts into law, and perpetuates the bailout mentality. It allows in there a fund to be set up, $50 billion fund, that eventually could actually tap into the taxpayers' pockets, put them on risk, and there's other provisions in there as well. And so the taxpayers should say, no more bailouts, so no to that bill as well.
But Pennsylvania Democrat Paul Kanjorski says that $50 billion fund is not designed to perpetuate a bailout culture. It's there in case we encounter an emergency on Wall Street.
That $50 billion fund has nothing to do with bailouts because that's their money. They're just, it's a question whether they upfront the money into a fund so if there is a disaster in the future, it can be used, or whether they wait until the disaster and then if their money's necessary to commit to resolve the fund, that they would commit that money. It really doesn't matter. I don't think that fund's going to be there. It certainly is not a bailout fund.
Also today at the White House, President Obama meeting with the Senate leaders from both parties, as well as the top figures on the Senate Judiciary Committee from both parties, as the president prepares in the coming weeks to nominate a replacement to retiring Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. President Obama thanked all four men, Senators Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell, Pat Leahy, and Jeff Sessions, for what he called a very professional as well as speedy confirmation process for Sonia Sotomayor last year. He says he expects the same this year.
Last time the nomination went up at the end of May, we are certainly going to meet that deadline, and we hope maybe we can accelerate a little bit so that we have some additional time. My hope is that we're going to be able to get a Supreme Court nominee confirmed in time for the next session.
The president allowed one question from the media, which was, would he consider appointing a pro-life justice to the Supreme Court? The president says he has absolutely no litmus test for Supreme Court justice, but the justice will be pro-choice.
I will say the same thing that every president has said since this issue came up, which is I don't have litmus tests around any of these issues, but I will say that I want somebody who is going to be interpreting our Constitution in a way that takes into account individual rights, and that includes women's rights. And that's going to be something that's very important to me.
For further information regarding my interview with Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. While you're there, you can also catch my interview with Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia as he diagnoses what went horribly wrong for Governor Charlie Crist in his U.S. Senate campaign down in Florida, and whether the Republican Party and the Tea Party really see eye to eye on what should happen this fall. Also there, you can catch my conversation with Christopher Doyle of the group PFOX, which is Parents and Friends of Ex-Gays and Gays. They are very upset that the Republican National Committee Chairman, Michael Steele, refuses to meet with them while he actively courts members of the gay community. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.